Now that the snow has arrived, it may be time to dust off the winter apparel and sporting gear and get outside. Snowshoes were created and used by indigenous groups during the winter, which enabled them to have year-round access to interior lands. Snowshoes became a necessity for all who came to live here in the north and slowly transformed into an item for winter leisure. In 1918, one would purchase a set of big-line snowshoes from $4.50 to $12. These were genuine salmon snowshoes and were guaranteed not to sag. At the 1929 Winter Carnival, one could sign up for the Prospector Race where competitors wore snowshoes while carrying large packs. On November 17, 1932, winter sports enthusiasts received the announcement that the first Hikers Snowshoe and Skiing Club was created. After electing a board headed by J.E.R. Theriault as president for the men's club and Miss Fernand Petre for the women's club, they secured the use of the pavilion at the river as their headquarters. The club also joined the Canadian Snowshoe Union, and the rules and regulations of that body were observed throughout. Each week, the Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center, provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This? Columns here.